When you move into a small home or apartment, you may not realize that decorating it has to be approached in a different way. The big furniture won't fit as well in a smaller space, or it just feels too cramped. Are there different rules to decorating a small space? The answer is yes. Let me share some tips on how to decorate smaller spaces in your home.
Hi, it's Kasha McDaniel, and I am a home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen.
Hello, and welcome to another Creative Home Podcast. I am your host, Kasha McDaniel. And like I mentioned earlier, yes, a small space, like a smaller home or an apartment, maybe you're downsizing, maybe you've just moved out of a, bigger home and just needed a smaller space, whatever the reason may be, smaller homes need to be decorated a little bit differently instead of a large home and all the space that you probably are used to. And now you're going, oh, I feel cramped and it's just... there's just too much stuff, and that's part of the reason why it probably feels that way. So yes, there are different rules when it comes time to decorating smaller rooms in your house, whether it be your living room, your dining room, your bedroom, all of those things. What used to fit just fine in your old house, and now maybe this is a smaller one, probably makes everything look cramped and just too full and overstuffed, and you're just claustrophobic now going, oh my gosh, what do I do? So that's why I want to take the time. And I actually had one of my readers grabbed one of my freebies on how to decorate your walls like an adult. She reached out to me. She said, look, I'm just working on decorating a smaller space. Do you have anything? And like any tips or anything like that? And I said, sure. I actually had two articles when I looked at my blog series that I'm going to share with you. I'm going to put the links in the show notes below so you can read them as well. But one of them is called How to Open Up Space in a Small Room. And then the other one is called 5 Things That Make Your House Feel Smaller. So those are tips that you can read through if you don't want to listen to the rest of this podcast. But I'm going to cover those ideas and those blog posts in this podcast episode so that we can, share and kind of, walk you through some of the things that maybe the article doesn't explain as well, maybe. So up to you, however you want to do this. But I do want to share with you some tips on what you need to consider when you're decorating a smaller space, okay? So number one, let me start off with, I was just recently decorating a client's house who she did downsize, and she was an older lady in her 80s, yeah, and she is downsizing, basically downsized from a larger house to a smaller one. And when I walked in, I was pleasantly surprised of the things that she did not have in her house, because I know when you've lived for sometimes as long as you have, for 80 plus years, you tend to gather a lot of stuff, right? There's gonna be like extra closets full of things that you're like, but I don't want to leave this behind. And I get that. And there probably were. I didn't look in all of her closets or anything, so I don't know. But what she had out in her smaller home, which was an open floor plan, but it was kind of separated out into a living room, a sunroom, a dining room. There was a kitchen, and I believe 2 bedrooms in that house. So smaller, probably about, I would say like it's 1600 square feet, 1500, something like that. So if you're used to a 3000 square foot home and you downsize to half that, yeah, you're gonna have to pick and choose what furniture you're gonna take with you, right? So the first tip I have for you is gonna be to make sure that you really only have the essentials of what you really need, to live in the house. Because really, when it comes down to it, there's going to be things, that you really can't take with you, right? Some things that you may have, like a big, huge credenza that you used to have with all your fine china and glassware and things like that, is probably not going to go with you to the smaller house, So you really have to think about, well, maybe you had a butler's pantry or something like that, and now you don't. you know, because it's a smaller home. But do you really need all that stuff? That's one of the hard decisions we had to make when we were moving from North Carolina to Germany, because we knew the houses in Germany were going to be much smaller. And so I had to literally pick and choose which things I had to put in storage and which things we absolutely could not live without. So for example, for my kids, I told them, like, look, you guys can get a bed, a nightstand, and a dresser. That is it as far as furniture. A bookcase, maybe if you're lucky, because my kids love to read, thank God. But I'm like, ooh, I don't know about the bookcase. A desk? Probably not. But like, you absolutely must have a bed, a nightstand, and a dresser. Everything else, if we need to, if we have room for it when we get over there, we'll buy it. But otherwise, that is it. Same thing, you gotta, you know, if you're downsizing, you gotta pick, okay, so you bring the bed, you bring the dining table, right? You bring the couch, but maybe it's a big, huge sectional and you're like, I can't take that sectional. We had a bonus room in our house in North Carolina, and that huge sectional stayed behind in storage. We took a couch and two chairs, like big armchair type chairs. Yeah, and then like a rug. I took some paintings that I had, like canvas paintings, artwork to have on the walls, a couple of rugs. But really, I mean, I was down to the nitty gritty of, okay, this is all you get. And it's kind of tough. You're like, oh, I even left, because I have a china set. I left the china set behind. I did not pack that with us to Germany. I had everyday, you know, table settings, right? Dishes, plates, bowls, you know, silverware, things like that. But like the extra china, no, that stayed behind. The extra silverware I did take with us because we go through that a lot. There's five of us. And this is when we have friends over or whatever. I'm like, you go through that a lot real quickly. So I'm like, yeah. So there are certain things that you have to take. So once you've narrowed down what things you know you cannot live without, right? Take a look at some of your appliances, like the kitchen appliances. You're like, am I going to make that pie cutter baker thing? Or, you know, am I going to use that griddle, you know, that kind of a thing? A toaster maybe you want to take with you, but not the oven toaster. You know what I mean? So yeah, so you definitely have to go through and downsize and pick and choose things that you cannot live without, right? So once you've gotten that, but you also want to keep in mind a couple other things. When it comes to furniture for a small space, you definitely want to pick lighter colored furniture for the smaller space, because darker furniture will make the room feel darker, more cramped, okay? So you want to pick lighter colored upholstery. So if you have a, you know, a couch and chairs and whatever, and you're debating which one to take the lighter colored ones, okay? Because lighter colored furniture, oh, with a lighter colored wall, that's the other part of it. Those two in combination make the room feel bigger, because visually there's no contrast. There's nothing like a dark and a light colored wall. When you have a dark piece of furniture with light colored walls, that dark furniture will stand out, make it feel heavy in that room, and it'll make it feel like it's cramped and dark in there. Okay, so that's what you want in a smaller space. You want lighter colored furniture, lighter colored wood, lighter colored fabrics. You can still have color, just it'll just be accent pieces, right? It could be like on the wall. You can have artwork, you know, with wood, darker wood colors or whatever. That's fine. But when it comes to big pieces of furniture, like a four-poster bed versus just a headboard, a fabric headboard, right? Not with the footboard. Right? So those are some things that you may want to take a look at. If you have those big, chunky four-poster beds that fit absolutely great in your master bedroom because it's so big, well, guess what? It's going to look huge and overtake the room and overcrowd it, that it is just going to feel like, oh, that's all you can fit in there. And that's probably all you can fit in there when you have a big, huge four-poster bed. So at that point is a time when you just need to downsize, get rid of it, and just get a fabric headboard, right? Lots of places online that you can do and get that don't cost an arm and a leg. I actually had to get one for our house, and yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. I'm like, oh wow, when you're looking for sales, you know, those come up too, right? So just take a look. So light colored furniture, heavy looking furniture, if it goes down all the way down to the ground, meaning like if there's a chest of drawers or a dresser, if there's like nothing cut out on the, from the bottom, like it goes all the way to the floor and you can't see the space underneath it, that's heavy furniture, right? When it comes to smaller spaces, you want to be able to see underneath it. So if it has some little legs that it stands on, right? So maybe some chunky legs. Okay, that's fine too. But little legs that kind of lift it up off the ground and you can actually, like, you know, put a Swiffer underneath there. That's the kind of furniture you want. Lighter, you know, furniture is not heavy looking, right? You want to have some air, some space going underneath it. Kind of like, think like a desk, right? You have, you know, you're sitting underneath there, you know, and there's space, you can see your feet, your, you know, things like that, right? So light colored walled, light colored furniture, light looking furniture, not heavy looking, right? Furniture arrangement is another big thing that will make your space feel smaller, okay? So that makes a big difference, whether it's a living room, a bedroom, a dining room. Arranging the furniture in there is a big deal. That one can make or break the room. And you can actually check out my living room layouts or my master bedroom layouts in my Etsy shop in Willowbrook Printable. And you can take a look and download those. They're not free. You do have to pay for those, but it can get you all sorts of ideas. I think there's like 10 or 12 bedroom layout ideas, and then 26 in my ultimate living room layouts. Different diagrams that you can take a look at to help you arrange your living room based on the shape of your living room, whether it's rectangular or square shaped, open concept, L-shaped. All those different ones are in the living room layouts that you can take a look. Like I said, and I'll leave the link in my show notes below so you can take a look at my Etsy shop in there, right? Okay, so when you arrange furniture, for example, like I said, just recently I was helping with one client, and she had this dining room. It was a glass table in the dining room, and she had in the two corners these dark ladder bookcases. So the ladder bookcases had air through it, right? You could see through it, but they were dark. And then she said, well, it feels so dark in here, I actually had to bring an extra lamp into the living room or to the dining room. And I'm like, you shouldn't have to bring an extra lamp in here, but let's just start and just take out those dark bookcases. Because she had some tchotchkes on there, some memorabilia, some artwork and little statues and things like that. But again, there was clutter. There was a lot of it on there. So I had, you know, I had to take those down and kind of, you know, help separate those out a bit and kind of spread them out a little bit better. But then I really just ended up just taking those bookcases out because it made the room feel darker because they were dark brown bookcases in there. And there was no window in that room. So of course it made it feel darker. As soon as I took those out and I hung up paintings that she really liked and she wanted to hang up in her dining room, she was so happy. She was like, oh my gosh, this is so much better. And I'm like looking at it going, wow, you really don't need a lamp in here anymore because the dark furniture was taken out, right? So it just lightened up the space. She was happy because she got to see some artwork and it made her feel more moved into the home than when it was, you know, half an hour before that when I got started, right? So yeah, so furniture arrangement makes a big difference on how the space feels in your home, okay? So like I said, take a look at my living room layouts or master bedroom layouts to help you figure out the best and ideal ones. Even though they're for staging, that's fine. You can still use it for decorating, you know, to figure out the best ways on to how to arrange your space. You may not realize it, like, oh, I could put this at an angle. Well, what about this? Oh, I could put this here too. Okay. Because when you start adding extra things that don't belong in that room, you realize, oh yeah, this is too much in here. This is cramped, right? Also consider using double duty furniture, right? So what I mean by that is if it's, you know, an ottoman, for example, in your living room, like a bench, you know, type of thing or something, looks like, use it as a coffee table, but it also lifts up and or opens up and in there you can hide or stash. My client said she actually stashed her Christmas decorations in there. I'm like, oh my gosh, genius. Yeah, if you don't have that much, if you have, you can stick a wreath in there or whatever Christmas decor you have, maybe some ornaments or something like that, and you don't want to stick it in the garage, double duty furniture. It's storage too. So maybe you don't put your Christmas decorations in there in an ottoman, but you put blankets or pillows or something like that. Or maybe it's your fine china. I don't know. Whatever, right? There's so many different things and different ways to use double duty furniture to help you, you know, still give you the same space as you need it, but then it converts into something else, right? So that's another thing to, especially with smaller spaces, is to make sure that it's not just a one-time use, that you can actually use the ottoman as a seating area because it's padded versus just a coffee table that's wooden. You know what I mean? Another thing to keep in mind are light fixtures. Maybe the wattage of the light fixtures that are in the light bulbs are maybe not that bright. Maybe they were darker ones. Maybe they're not as warm. You know, take a look at the wattage that's in the light fixture that you currently have. If you have those little candelabra type little lights, those don't give you very much light, but you have those full like LEDs, maybe warm incandescent something or other. Even LEDs can be warm too. Take a look at that, and then they don't take as much energy on your energy electric bill, right? So take a look at that, your light fixtures. See which ones maybe you can change out, because maybe the light bulbs aren't, you know, used to their full potential. Okay, so take a look at that. And then another trick I want to share with you, I think my last one that I have on here, is using mirrors to reflect light. So if you have a mirror maybe over a fireplace or over the couch or maybe in the foyer, if you put it strategically in a place where the light comes in and then the light shines on that mirror, then it brings more light into the room because the mirror then reflects that light and makes it feel brighter in there. Yeah, I know. So mirrors can do double duty as well. It can be decorative and pretty, but it can also help bring in more light into a space that may feel dark or darker, okay? So those are just a couple of things to keep in mind when you're decorating a small space. Like I said, I will leave you the links in the show notes to talk about the two blog posts. Oh, there's also a podcast episode I did, number 238, called Small Living Room Ideas. So you can listen to that episode as well to give you ideas on how to decorate your smaller spaces. All right. I hope you guys have a fantastic week, and I'll talk to you later.